Those looking for ways to get in the festive spirit this week are spoiled for choice, with lights aplenty and festive happenings occurring throughout the city. Theater productions are hitting the stages and a handful of new exhibitions are taking to the museums too, so there is still much to make time for even if Christmas isn't your thing. For the full list of events worthy of adding to the diary between Dec. 5 to 11, see below. Peak of Christmas, the closest thing to the North Pole in Vancouver, Grouse Mountain's annual Peak of Christmas event combines lashings of snow, twinkling lights, real reindeer and the opportunity to take to the ice on a 8,000-square-foot skating pond. This season also marks the arrival of a few new festive additions, like a large-lit reindeer. On until Jan. 2, Grouse Mountain. To purchase tickets in advance, visit the event's webpage. Where the Wild Things Are. The festive season is the ultimate time of year to introduce kids to the magic of theater, with all good theaters offering beloved young audience classics in one form or another. The Presentation House Theater's warming rendition of Where the Wild Things Are is a seasonal standout, one equally as joyous for its intended audience, youngsters between 3 and 6, as it is parents. Dec. 2-18, Presentation House Theater. Times and tickets can be found on the theater's website. The Lind Prize. This year's finalists for the Lind Emerging Artist Prize, an award given annually to an emerging BC-based film, photography or video artist, were selected from more than 50 nominations and include the likes of Simranpreet Anand, Wei Chen, Sydney Gordon, Natasha Caitralis, Jake Kimball, Aaron Leon, and Katayoon Yousabiglou. A showcase of their work can be viewed at the Polygon until January, when the winner will be announced. Dec. 10, January 29, The Polygon. For more information on the artists and award ceremony, visit the Polygon website. Movies at Capilano. Die Hard. The North Vancouver District Public Library is hosting a selection of free movies across its various libraries, with Capilano showing Die Hard on December 6. No matter your stance on whether the Bruce Willis action classic is a Christmas movie or not, it's still worth scheduling in for an easy Tuesday evening activity. Admission is free. Dec. 6, Capilano Library. For more information, visit the NVDPL website. The Sound of Music. The Stanley Industrial Alliance stage is alive with The Sound of Music. With treasured tunes like My Favorite Things, Do Re Mi, and Climb Every Mountain, few are unable to resist the evergreen allure of this powerful musical masterpiece. Director Ashley Corcoran's annual edition, now as much a required seasonal activity as putting up the tree, will be running until Christmas Eve. Until December 24, Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Visit the theater's webpage for times, tickets and more information. Anna Maria Tremonti. Anna Maria Tremonti, one of Canada's most respected journalists and host of CBC Radio 1's The Current and CBC's Welcome to Paradise, will share stories about her life and storied career in a sit-down talk at the Blue Shore Financial Center on Wednesday. Dec. 7, Blue Shore Financial Center. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit the center's website. The Nutcracker. The holiday season isn't complete unless there has been at least one viewing of The Nutcracker, and the Royal Winnipeg Ballet's version is just the ticket for getting in the festive mood. The Queen Elizabeth stage will play host to dancers moving to the renowned Tchaikovsky score as they retell the fantastical story of Clara, her Nutcracker prince, and the Sugar Plum Fairy. Dec. 9, December 11, Queen Elizabeth Theatre. For times and tickets, visit the theatre's website. You Are Here. The latest exhibit to pitch up at the Museum of North Vancouver invites visitors to imagine the shipyards in its earliest days, on the site of the Eskayowu-7 Meshik-Swumik, Squamish Nation, village of Esla-7N, and follow its evolution as a vibrant waterfront community. Dec. 11, Manova. To learn more about the exhibit, visit the museum's website. Park in Tilford Gardens. Because at this time of the year, there is no such thing as seeing too many lights. The Highlights Festival at Park in Tilford Gardens sees the quaint North Vancouver green space decked out with 50,000 lights, 20-foot-tall reindeer and glimmering snowflakes from now until the end of December. On until Jan, Park in Tilford Gardens. For more information, visit the park's website. Vancouver Christmas Market. What better way to mark the December 1st than by attending the city's bustling, bright, brimming Christmas markets? Inspired by the uber-festive Christkindlmarkt of Germany, The event sees more than 80 artisan huts offering handcrafted gifts, mulled wine, German and Austrian beers, and a medley of sweet and savory food offerings so divine you'll want to live there until it shuts for good, on Christmas Eve itself. On until December 24, Jack Pool Plaza. Tickets can be bought in advance online, via the Christmas Markets website. For more local happenings, click through to our events calendar.